I've wanted to talk about this man for a while on 16 Teams South. And we're going to be talking about today the rise and the fall of Gene Chizik. How can a man go from being the head coach at Auburn, a national title, to 2 years later being fired and being called a horrible coach? How did he even get the job in the first place? After going 5-19 at Iowa State in 2 years. How? Today I'll explain that how Gene Chizik, the rise and the fall of Gene Chizik starts now. And I think the first question to start with is, Gene Chizik played college football at Florida. Wasn't very good. In 1981, he played for Gene Chizik. I could not find a situation where he recorded a single snap. So, how did Chizik start his career? Pretty simple. Chizik was a linebacker. Chizik started his career as the defense coordinator. After getting his graduate degree from Clemson and stuff, or this was before, right after earning his bachelor's from the University of Florida, started his career at Seminole High School as their defensive coordinator and linebacker coach. If you're wondering where Seminole High School is, it is in Seminole, Texas, Florida, which is basically a suburb of St. Petersburg. So, how did Chizik's career start? It's pretty simple. Chizik would do that for a couple of years. Go Clemson to be a GA, and that's what dipped his toe in the water. During that time as a GA, he learned a lot. He was mentored. His mentor was Bill Oliver, which you might not think, which is kind of funny. And this is where it really kind of brings it in. Bill Oliver is going to be a name to remember. Bill Oliver was his mentor. After 2 years at Clemson, he would leave to come be the defensive ends coach at Middle Tennessee State, where, in his first year, they won the Ohio Valley Championship. After that, he became the linebackers coach at Stephen F. Austin, where they made the semifinals. And he got promoted from the defense coordinator role, where he had very good defenses there. Looked up some of the best in history before deciding getting the UCF job. Now, this UCF school, back then, if you take this, a map of this, I'm pulling this up. They were still an FCS or independent when he got this job. At the big time of his school, he served there as the defense coordinator and secondary coach. Well, during that time in Gene Chizik, with his career there, he learned a lot. I think part of the reason what Gene Chizik learned is he would go off, and this is an interesting story I found. He frequently was at practices of the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, studying the team's defense scheme developed by then Buccaneers head coach Tony Dungy, defense coordinator Monty Kiffin, linebackers coach Lovie Smith, and secondary coach Mike Tomlin. Then, in 2002, he decided to go Auburn. Why did he go Auburn? Well, part of the same was he remembers some of the words of Bill Oliver. I think Bill Oliver, who keep in mind, started his career as the Auburn defensive backs coach and had just been the interim coach there. Bill Oliver thought very highly of Auburn. So, Gene Chizik, and plus it being an SEC job, decided to come there. He had some great success with defenses. In 2004, his defense led the country, giving up just 11.3 points per game, and his total defense was fifth. He earned the Broyles Award. The team went 13-0. He won the SEC title, got second. And Chizik decided to go to Texas. This move from Chizik to Texas to go be the co-defensive coordinator, assistant coach, and linebacker coach for a raise, he figured, I'm going to go work under Mack Brown. This is going to be the job that gets me my next job. And well, thanks to his defense, Texas got a national title. Suddenly, Chizik is looking very good. And Chizik, in 2005, decide. Keep in mind, I use Ray for this. At 44, was hired as the Iowa State head coach. 6 years, $6.75 million total. It'd potentially be more than $10 million. Chizik was going to be the guy to turn around Iowa State. And, well, Chizik was interesting. His career at Iowa State was very interesting. Gene Chizik, I had that pulled up. How did Gene Chizik get the Auburn job? I'm just going to get that pulled up so I can find that. And I mean, this is, again, I have this article. The career for Gene Chizik at Iowa State was very interesting. Let's just say that. 2007, the craziest year up to date. First game, they get upset by Kent State and Northern Iowa. Fans are already calling, maybe this Chizik guy isn't ready. He responds by beating Iowa, barely losing at Toledo. And other than that, we get blown out the rest of the year. Some fans, I found an article calling for his head. But after a beating Kansas State and Colorado, to go and get another two wins, even though he got blown out of Kansas, the two schools decide he was good enough to get another year. So Chizik would get a year too. Now, I don't know about you. You two better be really good for Gene Chizik, right? Certainly it's going to be. I mean, he got the Auburn job. Yeah. Okay. And say what you want. Start off good. Beating South Dakota State and Kent State. For losing Iowa. Losing UNLV in overtime. Losing in number 16 Kansas. 33-35. Baylor. 10-38. Nebraska. 7-35. On and on. Hey, maybe 24-28. Close loss to Colorado. And 30-38. Close loss to Kansas State. Didn't win a single game in conference play. So, how is he able to get this job? Well, Auburn Athletic Director. Auburn Athletic Director Jay Jacobs released a statement saying, "I know that we found the right fit for Auburn. Gene's body of work for 23 years in this profession is remarkable. He has a strong knowledge of this athletic program, this university, and the community, and he knows how to be successful in the Southeastern Conference. He's a high-energy coach who has an outstanding motivator and demands a tough physical style of football." Nowhere in this did it mention at all that Gene Chizik is a proven winner as a head coach. How? Well, Bill Oliver, who was big around there, had some ties. Several boosters liked Gene Chizik. And it was enough to the point where Jay Jacobs, and again, I don't know if you know this, but if you're at Auburn, the boosters run it, the athletic director doesn't really have any power. He's just the guy making the hire. So? Well, Chizik hired Gus Malzahn as his offense coordinator. It's not a bad get. He also took Tracy Rocker to coach D-line from Arkansas. It was a cheap contract. Maybe this will work out. Well, his first year, somehow, Gene Chizik went 8-5. I'm not saying somehow like that's impressive. I mean, it is impressive for Gene Chizik to finally actually have some success. That's all I'm going to say. Started the game off on a 5-game win streak. Before getting blown out on the road at Arkansas, barely losing at Kentucky. Getting blown out. One common thing is, well, they could not beat the ranked teams, only had one ranked win. Now, yes, they almost beat Georgia, almost beat Alabama, but almost is different than beating it. They go 7-5 in the regular season, 8-5 can the bowl win. So that's not horrible, actually. A lot of people are impressed with Chizik. And Chizik, one note, is a great recruiter. And in 2010, Chizik decided, you know what? I can do this. What? He lands this guy by the name of Cam Newton. Now, all year, it's all they cheated to get their way at Cam Newton. They cheated to get their way at Cam Newton. That's how everybody talks about this is. Everybody. Start the year off ranked number 22, and it does not show out. 52-26 with their new spread offense using Cam Newton. He already set a school record in the first game. Yeah. 52-26 over Arkansas State. And then the next week, the offense is not clicking. They 17-14 after not score a single point in the second half. Barely beat Mississippi State. Chizik, is he the guy? Well, barely beats Clemson, but hey, a win's a win. Barely beats. You don't realize how many close games this team played. In every single one of these, I think Cam Newton put his team on his back. Every single one of these games, Cam Newton put his team on his back. I mean, you can't forget the comeback. And suddenly, Gene Chizik has just won a national championship. How? This was supposed to be the guy who was going to kill Auburn football forever. This was supposed to be the guy who should not have gotten this job. How? I mean, there was the dark cloud of... And again, Gus Malzahn, the defense was not good. For some guy who's a defense coach, there were a lot of people around that time saying, oh, it wasn't Gene Chizik, it was Gus Malzahn. Well, it was Cam Newton. Well, without Cam Newton, they start off the next year. A little rocky. All their losses were blowout losses. They either blew teams out, or they won close. Yeah. For Auburn, it sucked. Every Auburn fan's going to admit that. Going 7-5 after winning that sucks. It really does. But for Gene Chizik, he didn't care. Gene Chizik was just happy to be here. And that 2000... Gus Malzahn left. First time without Gus Malzahn. First time without Ted Bruth as defense coordinator. And of course, they had some legal issues. Some players got shot. Some players quit the team. Some players got arrested who were supposed to be players. They got kicked off the team. So, how did this year go? Well, they barely lost to Clemson. Maybe we can do something with this. Mississippi State beats them. Need overtime to beat Louisiana Monroe. And at that point, this is the game when every Auburn fan realized, this is it. Even though they played number 2, LSU close, they got blown out the rest of the year. Outside of win against New Mexico State and win against Alabama A&M. And at that point, it was very clear. Gene Chizik may have a head coaching win. Gene Chizik may have a national title. But at the end of the day, I think this quote from ESPN sums it first. I mean, this article, worst slide of any team after winning the national title. The rapid fall. This is the quote. Gene Chizik from ESPN. Gene Chizik led Auburn to a historic season, but couldn't keep the Tigers from descending to their lowest point in decades. The rapid fall from a national championship to 3-9 in the Southeastern Conference doormat led to Chizik's firing Sunday, the day after a humbling 49-0 loss to number 2 Alabama. That showed just how far the program had fallen. This is from Jay Jacobs. After careful consideration and fair thorough evaluation of the football program, I have recommended that Gene Chizik not be retained. President Gorge has accepted my recommendation earlier this morning. I informed Gene he will not be the head coach. Gene was disappointed, and again, for Gene, it sucked. Gene had a buyout of $11 million, the highest at the time. And Chizik was, it was tough for Chizik. His hiring was criticized, and again, at the same time, I do think, at the end of the day, it worked for Chizik. I really do. I think, I don't care what you say, I think, again, they made the right hire. Auburn made the right hire by going out and hiring Gus Malzahn. And for Gene Chizik, I mean, I want to think about this. If you look at Gene Chizik, he got fired from Auburn in 2018. Left for Florida. He's recently retired, so good for him. But at the same time, for Chizik, it's just been an interesting career for Chizik Simpson. He quit coaching after that. He was on SEC Network for a while. He didn't have to with his buyout. In 2015, he decided to go to North Carolina. One of the worst defenses in the country. He made them better, 96 and 63rd. But he decided to walk away again, even though he helped that defense get so much better. And then last year, or the last 2 years, Chizik returned to Chapel Hill. Horrible defenses. And Chizik, I guess you can say he didn't get fired. But Chizik is, again, for Chizik, I think you can say Chizik's happy. He has a national championship. And I mean, that's the, again, he has head coaching awards. I mean, I think at the end of the day, for Gene Chizik, it sucks. I mean, I'm going to be the first to admit, if you're Gene Chizik, it sucks to know that, hey, this once was me. You know? I had a chance. Chizik had it. Chizik, I just think it shows Chizik did not get another head coaching job afterwards. But I think you can contribute this to us. Chizik, great defensive mind. Nobody's doubting that. But Gene Chizik, horrible head coach. Okay? I think, again, people don't realize this. He probably doesn't get this job. I mean, you can thank a lot to Bill Oliver. Bill Oliver got him in the door. Mentored him. Bill Oliver's the guy who brought him to Auburn. Or got him interested in Auburn. Auburn fans aren't complaining about that. Are they? No. Nobody's blaming Bill Oliver. It's just... for a Auburn team... for Gene Chizik... you can more, I say, put that national title on Cam Newton and Gus Malzahn than you can on Gene Chizik. If I can look, Gus Malzahn, great hire by Auburn. Great hire. I mean, that's who he wanted. Or he left for Arkansas State. 1 year at Arkansas State. Went 9-3, got this job. It worked out. Everybody's going to say that worked out. But I think at the end of the day, this week can say, this was 16 teams down south. This was the rise and the fall of Gene Chizik. Let me know what you thought of it. I might do a couple more. I think there's a couple coaches I'm thinking of. They're in the works. They really are. I think what would be interesting would be the fall of, like, an entire program. And the down effects and side effects of stuff like that. But I think one of the rise and falls I'm really, really, really considering, Jimbo would be fun, but the best rise and fall I can think of is Ed Orgeron. I think Ed Orgeron, if you guys like this, will be my next. Again, we're in the summer wrapping it up. I'm going to go out, start shooting my summer previews. I was going to do that. Well, then some of the teams I was looking at lost a couple stars. I'm like, let's just wait till this portal closes to start working on that. But, anyways, this is 16 Teams Down South. I'm your host, RJS. Till next time.